meditation, your thinking.
In St. Anne's Bay, the birthplace of Marcus Garvey and Bob Marley, we talk to Winston Rodney, who takes his name from Burning Spear of Kenya, from Jomo Kenyatta. Burning Spear sings no songs of love and sex. The songs are a political, nationalist, Rasta propaganda machine and call attention to the suffering and poverty of the slums.
Well, right now, this place usually called Key Largo Beach. But even if you even listen to this album named Giant Heavy, a singer cut named Inner River, I mean, mention about Key Largo River, small river. But right now, we redraw certain plans within reconstruct, changing name, attitude, ways and administration. Right now, the place named Spear Gavilana Center on a cultural level. So several things really going to have to take place on a cultural level, constructively.
Do you live together in a Rasta community?
Together, everything we do together, work together and bring the place to it, reach together. On a level together, on a cultural level.
All members are together on stage?
Right now, the whole of it together. Members and members and members and members. See? So it's just Spear Gavilana and Center on a cultural level. Due to the name of His Imperial Majesty, I and I set it on the footstep of Marcus Garvey. See? That's why it named Spear Gavilana and Center. Rasta.
Rasta starts with Marcus Garvey. Garvey, a Jamaican, born in 1887, social reformer, prophesied in a Kingston church one Sunday in 1927, "Look to Africa, where a black king shall be crowned, for the day of deliverance is here." In 1930, the emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Rastafari Selassie, was crowned and the Rastafarian movement was born. The main precepts of the movement are that black people who were unwillingly sold into slavery should be repatriated not just to Africa, but to Ethiopia, where Selassie, the direct descendant of David, Lion of Judah, ruled over the only black monarchy in the world. Africa for the Africans at home and abroad. We are the descendants of a suffering people. We are descendants of a people determined to suffer no longer. Garvey's legacy to the Negro people was a powerful feeling of race pride he had helped to create during the 1920s. He was the most outstanding leader of black nationalism. He died in 1940 without ever setting foot in Africa. In 1952, Marcus Garvey was proclaimed a national hero of Jamaica. The criminal element in West Kingston turned to the Rastas for hideouts from the police. In an era where violent death is commonplace, the Rastas with their brightly colored rags, their devotion for ganja, their striking appearance with dreadlocks, were singled out for punishment in the mid-60s. The Rastas became social outcasts. Death to all white and black oppressors. I and I get the message of Rastafari out through reggae.
Awake, Zion, awake and sing alarm. Rastafari is coming. Be alive. Rastafari. With no body German and no friend of Rastafari. Whose eyes strain light, eternal life, eternally. Rastafari. Zion, I awake. Awake, country. Thank you.
descendants was from Africa. And then I, four parents have been here through slave and working some days and days, even until this day. But the truth of Rasta, Rasta have revealed a thing to the nation to free all these bondage, all these chains and shackles that then I were born in. And I tell the new Irish to the nation about Rastafari as a true liberty, you know? And that is I and I culture.
Now, Irish, you and I cultivate all the green herbs, you know, and all the fruits and the vegetables that I and I eat up for our, because I don't have to deal with dead flesh, you know, and the fertilizer food and get commercial wise eat, you know. So now I just live in the hills where I can get like green herbs, eat forward, you know. So I know I'm too go out there right now, go live commercially, you know. And I just live in the hills and plant and I veg and keep the garden clean and play on I drums, which are I drums relates for the first music of creation, you know. Communication wise, you know, sound wise, make I and I light the nation.
Blood for the rascal, you know.
And fire.
You see, because I and I.
Yeah.
Is the true sons of Rastafari.
The roots of reggae. Why you play only bongo drums?
Well, right now, you know, commercially, all the other instruments, where it's a plug-in electric light there, them just come to imitate, right? Because the drums...
It's playing with it still,
because you can't just...
Yeah.
You can't just touch all the switch and...
Bam.
Bam. Just blow up. You see the pan stage and all that work, commercially wise, current gone and no work for the night.
No work.
But then I have a little drums and it reached the heart to a depth more because all black man born for play drum. Because black man is from Africa and drum originated in Africa. So I and I play night drums and we can just clap your hand together and play two drums and a reggae. We just
nice
rock
music,
ourselves together.
Nice
but
music.
Most of the people who deal with reggae right now, them just gone for the dollars.
Commercialized.
You know, for the dollars. They don't play it for several then because a certain amount of vibration. No praises to the Most High God, you know. They just gone for the dollars. So they improvise for a whole lot of wah-wah, fuzz and synthesizer, forget the people going. You know, crazy. You call it freaky.
Some seeking fame.
You know, see
and, you know, but, you know.
But when it comes on the drums, Rastafari, I and I play drums because it educate the nation and show the nation what black I deal with.
Uplift
right?
I, you know?
It open your heart, you know, see it. If you have a concert, drum is the first thing. Play on stage. Drum introduce all music, you know, see it. Drum is the introduction of all different songs and music and rhythms because drum is the real driver's seat for music.
So you can find the roots of reggae. In Jamaica.
Yes, you can find the roots if you penetrate the hills. But you see, when you come to Jamaica now and then put you down at the town here, if you sit down in a big hotel and eat up them big food or them cook up out there and claim say, and then the thing there, if you come to Jamaica, come see, you know, you have to come to Jamaica right now and
find Rasta,
the true and living Rasta. I mean, no pimp, so no hooligan, no blood sucker. Because I would say to them, say, move Babylon. Move with your bloody meditation, your flesh heart. Rasta no one on blood for drink. So see I and I in the hills where reggae continue. Because I and I, you know, them fight against I and I in the hills, Sebelen, ganja, which is marijuana, and cali weed, sensimilia, lamb's bread. Rastafari! Them say, and I don't use them things. We see, and I just praise, you know, just ganja. Ganja. Our whole lot of vegetable and fruit juice, you know, and jump playing and give praise to the Most High God, Rastafari, because I am and belong to the King. So, dear fruit, I and I chant Rastafari.
Dwell by it.
tones, trench tone and ghost tone. The jungle grew up literally on a dump of trash and human waste. In Jamaica from the beginning, reggae was slum music and was disdained by all but the lowest classes of black society. Reggae means regular people who are suffering and don't have what they want. Reggae means coming from people, like everything from the ghetto, from majority. The roots of reggae music are fixed in slavery. Cities and towns pump along to the sound of reggae. Its mento and rude boys origins gave it a crude and antisocial air. With the beaten threat of violence projected by the Rudies. Rudies were young men, aged between 14 and 30, who had joined the migration from country to Kingston. With no skills and West Kingston's chronic 35% unemployment, the Rudies redefined street life, hanging out, suffering, flicking deadly ratchet knives, trolley hopping, purse snatching, occasional muggings, petty theft rum, insolence, ganja, singing and general hooliganism into lifetime careers, most of which ended very early. For the Rudy, the only way out of the West Kingston, Trench Town, Tivoli Gardens, Ghost Town, Jonestown, Denham Town, was via a hit single or a police bullet. Like the Slickers, Johnny Too Bad, or Jimmy Cliff as Ivan, The Harder They Come. Kingston is a city of fires, a city on fire. Rastafarians and the police are still carrying on their own war. The police is checking cars in traffic jams for ganja and illegal weapons daily. The Rastafarians, the rude boys, the sufferers and reggae. A squalid place to sit around doing nothing, waiting for the pressure to drop. The place from Trench Town Rock and Rebel Music. Afraid of the Rastas because of their unkempt appearance and long mud-matted hair, adhering to a Nazarene code of behavior. The Rastas do not drink. They live in communes in the limestone highlands of the island. They ritualize smoking ganja and proclaim its divine origins. They believe and practice a mystic philosophy of brotherhood and love. Of the bass as the principal melodic drive of most songs. Social, political, and spiritual concepts enter the lyrics more and more, until the reggae musicians became Jamaica's prophets and social commentators. Bob Marley doesn't live any longer in Trenchtown. He lives in the better part of West Kingston. We found Bob Marley's house and Tough Gong Studios easily. Every child knows the place. The yard was filled with motorcycles and dozens of smoking rastas. The scene was a hangout of a lot of musicians. It looks like anti-establishment.
You mean anti-establishment? You mean we don't like establishment? Well, yes. Everything, you see, the music say death to black and white oppressors, to all oppressors. You know, we are dealing with human beings. We are dealing with the purpose why God created man in the first place and how man should live. And we, these people, want to live like how God said man should live. And through reggae music, we convey our message because it's a lot of people not living that way. Not that them don't want to live that way, but they are forced to live the other way. So the music come to change, you know. The music come to change the whole idea. I don't know how long it might take, but that's what I am. All music is root music that come from Jamaica, you know, that sense of creativeness. See? Once it creates, it's root music. If it's a fella thing, then it's not roots. We are dealing with the creativeness, the creative power, you know. And out of it you get rockers, reggae, rock steady, every music with a creativity, which is roots. Well, reggae music is a music created by Rasta people. And it carry earth force, a people rhythm, and people, you know, it's a rhythm where people are working, people moving, you know. Well, we play music, you know, and we don't play for suit critics. We play what we want to play, when we want to play it, how we want to play it. And we have a reason why we play it, you know? Yes, it is necessary to understand the lyrics, you know? It have meaning to, you know? But it's because some people understand the words, you know? Some people never got through them situation, you know? But majority of the world suffer, masses of the people suffer, and this music comes from the masses of the people. You know, it don't really come from up class. You dip through my door.
but don't you touch me one time. I want to hear you say, yeah, for Rastafari!
Life is worth, you would look for yours and hers, and now you see.
is one of the stalwarts of reggae, whose music is the most banned music in Jamaica.
Was it Freedom?
Clancy Eccles. Mm-hmm.
That was the first real reggae song that came on the market.
Well, Freedom wasn't really a reggae song, no. Freedom was a Jamaican song.
Jamaican song.
It was used, Freedom was so old that it was used in the Martin Luther King march they had in Washington.
Yeah.
Freedom was is that
a long way
yes,
back.
Yes, it was before the march.
That was what year was that now?
Freedom was recorded in 1959. It was late 59 when Freedom was recorded. Well, they have to come forward with the roots of the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the roots of the music is the old thing that can hold the music
together.
Mm-hmm. Because if you water it down and pop it up,
mm-hmm.
then you start Americanize it, in which it's a different market,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not your music anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's some other people's music.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can maintain the roots of the music, then you can defend the music on a total long term, because then nobody can really play the roots part of the music like the Jamaican man. As you know, in Jamaica, they've been fighting high from the days of freedom. They've been fighting high,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't like when I make certain music.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fussy, but I know the world love their music.
So you're going to go out there?
Yes, I have to go out there and relate it to the world. Because my music is the most banded music.
Well, good luck at that. That's all I can say.
That's it, love.
Because I know reggae music is definitely on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Reggae music is on. As you hear it, no more crying and no more silence. Because I even get that freedom from my sister Lassie. Yeah, I don't want to see no politician now for no freedom. I know I freedom. Our freedom is true. Selassie. Yes, sir. The almighty Jah Rasta.
All right.
Of course. Conscious as a black man, we are trying to open up the eyes of black people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And not just black people,
mm-hmm.
but people, real people. Because real people is 98% of the people.
Of the world.
It's 98% of the world that feel pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 98% of the world that I defend.
Mm-hmm.
And I just defend myself. But I defend totally the complete structure of the world.
And you'd say that in your defense you sing about it.
Of course I have to.
That's your means of,
yes,
letting it known. And you'd say that's probably the means of a lot of Jamaican musicians, of letting their feeling for this 98% of the world known.
That is true. The 98% of the people over the world and all, you see, them in a separation so long a time, and them don't know when they will get saved.
Yeah.
And them don't know how to get free.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I and I, in this time, all get free, is if I believe in Rastafari. Because Rastafari is the Almighty God. If you listen to this tune, I free long time. Because here I there, I tell him that from 1959, say, I man free. And I man know that freedom for the world soon come. Because that 2% can't hold out too long. Babylon must crash. And Babylon start for a long time, because if you go into the Bible from them long, long time there,
mm-hmm.
you don't remember that Nebuchadnezzar, right, was the first king of Babylon. It's the same Babylon we have a crash now.
Mm-hmm.
He rule all about, you know, he rule America, he rule Vatican, he rule in London, all over the world, Babylon. Because Babylon is really the head of the government.
People with the pieces. Yet to pick up the pieces. Yet to pick up the pieces. And let the place look good, my brothers. Let the place keep clean, my sisters. Let the place look good, my brothers.
É a TV Salvador no Festival de Verão.
Come along, my sisters. Oh, my brothers, come, come, come. Yes, my sisters, come, come. Oh, my brothers, come, come, come. Yes, my sisters, come, come. Let the place keep clean, my sister. So